So, you know, the attractive thing about the world of jazz, about the world of music, I guess, in general, is what? It's that ability to take one away, to make you leave your problems on the table, or make you deal with your problems if you are able. The authenticity of that is the key word that makes up any kind of music that has that kind of attractiveness. How about the merging of a children's rhyme, a nursery school story, with the Word of God and the world of jazz? Oh, brother, where art thou? Along the coast of South Carolina, just off the islands where authenticity has lived since the West African slaves came there. And they kept the stories and they passed them on because music was not just to feel good, but it was to get the word around the room. And the word here today is a word that loosely means get down, get funky on morning jazz, a taste of what you will enjoy from the stage of the Blue Note in New York City tonight and tomorrow night. They even got their own anthem. Now that, my friends, is freedom. Please welcome Ranky Tanky.
We want freedom!
Now, my friends, there's an anthem going to make you stand up without anybody coaxing you. We are pleased to welcome to Morning Jazz the group Ranky Tanky. Ranky Tanky, loosely interpreted, means get funky, get down. And from their new recording, Good Time, a Good Time Indeed, come these five people from South Carolina. Quentin Baxter on the drums, Kevin Hamilton on the bass, Kiana Parler on voice, Raising the Roof, Charlton Singleton on trumpet and vocals and on guitar and vocals, Clay Ross. Welcome to Morning Jazz.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Yeah. Nice to be here.
It's a pleasure.
This is great.
This is. Thank you.
Gullah, a tradition that emanates from off the south coast of South Carolina, extends down to almost to the panhandle of Florida, maybe?
It's southern coast of North Carolina, down South Carolina, down Georgia, and yeah, to about the top of Florida around that Jacksonville area.
Give us a thumbnail of what Gullah represents. What does, when someone says, well, that's the Gullah tradition, what are they talking about?
There's so many things.
As it applies to music, what are they talking about?
As it applies to music, definitely the rhythm. Being an informant to a lot of other styles of music, genres of music that we've come to know in American music, such as like folk and gospel, jazz, pop, blues, even. And then you've got other things from the Gullah community, such as the language, the cuisine, visual arts. There's so many things about Gullah that, like I said just now, just as an informant to so many other things that we've come to think of just normal everyday things, but you can really trace it back to the Gullah community.
And the slaves coming from West Africa, too.
Correct.
I mean, that far back.
Definitely.
And integrated into your lives that you don't even realize, as Charlton was saying. How many times as a kid did you sing Kumbaya?
Exactly. Or Michael Row the Boat Ashore, or played some little hand game. Usually you see mostly, you know, little girls playing hand games that, you know, they're clapping on two and four. There are times where we'll be playing at the end of a show. Someone will come up to us and say, well, I recall... you know, hearing that melody or hearing, you know, something that you said from the stage or did, you know, from when I was a little kid. And these are from usually older folks in our crowd. So definitely so many things from the Gullah community has ventured out into the world.
We're chatting with Charlton Singleton and also Clay Ross and Kiana Parler and Kevin Hamilton and Quentin Baxter, members of Ranky Tanky, tonight on stage and tomorrow night, too, at the Blue Note in New York City. And their 2017 recording, self-titled, took the world by storm, and it was almost like overnight, but it was one of those 4 or 5 year overnight deals that when the record came out within months, it was number one on both the Billboard chart and Amazon too. Now, as we talk about the Gullah tradition and the music inherent to that tradition, a hybrid, of course, is what is represented by Ranky Tanky, for the simple fact that originally there was no instrumentation. It was just the voice was the choice, right?
For Gullah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there were voices, hand claps, stomping of the feet. That's generally where the rhythm, you know, came from. It was thick. It was heartfelt. Actually, I should say it is, because it still happens. You can go anywhere up and down the coast and find someone, you know, singing and praising and clapping and stomping in any one of the neighborhoods / villages. So it's still there. This is definitely not past tense.
Sure. I asked the guys, what do you listen to when you're on the road? And they said, you know, a lot of funk, a lot of Prince. It's probably some James Brown. Say it loud.
It's
I'm
a whole,
black and
it's
I'm
a,
proud. You could hear it in that first tune, Freedom.
Yeah, it's a mix of a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Kiana, you wrote that tune, right? I mean, this is a this tune was penned by folks in the band, Freedom.
Myself and Clay. Yeah. We all, during rehearsals and sound check, not rehearsals, we come up with, you know, different beats, and Kevin will play a bass line, and I'll come up with, you know, I'll raise up a tune. That's what we call it in the Gullah community, raising up a tune. And that's how Freedom came about, and Clay just took it from there, his penmanship. Yeah.
And it was kind of, Clay, it was kind of your idea, because you guys, the four guys in the band, right? One fine lady and four fine fella. That's what you got when you got to go.
Fine lady.
It's Ranky Tanky.
Yeah.
Right? But it was your idea you guys had a jazz band going in the first place.
Yeah, well, our jazz band was a while ago. It was in the mid-90s when I was still living in Charleston, and we had all sort of finished up our college, you know, degrees, and we're... essentially making our way as professional musicians down in Charleston, South Carolina. And we had a weekly gig on a Tuesday night, and it was a really popular hang in town, and it was a really special night to all of us. It was a place where we would really commune and really work on music, but most importantly, it was a really creative environment, so we were really free to do whatever we wanted, and people were really digging it. So it really had very much a jazz sensibility that was really reaching people. And so I knew that we had a great chemistry, and we've been friends since those days. And, you know, fast forward 15, 20 years later, you know, we've had a lot of different professional experiences. Myself, specifically working more in the world music communities and roots music, folk music communities, and sort of seeing that there was no contemporary expression of Gullah culture out there, and I just felt like I knew exactly who would be best to do that. And when I brought them the idea, you know, we talked about it, we kicked it around for a while, and you know, definitely settled on the fact that we could benefit greatly from a phenomenal vocalist. So we quickly recruited Kiana, and Ranky Tanky was born. Yeah, and it's been a really exciting adventure. And it's happened quickly, a lot of exciting things.
Kiana, you took opera lessons, is that correct?
My vocal coach was a mezzo-soprano opera singer, and so I studied under June Bonner at the Dock Street Theater in Charleston, South Carolina, so I'm classically trained, but jazz was my next, and being in a church was before the classical training.
I was going to say, yeah. You know, the church sounds like the deepest root.
Yeah.
You're talking about roots music, church. You know, the church sounds like it's got the deepest root, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
So it was jazz, church, classical training, and R&B. It's just, I call it my styling as musical gumbo.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're going to hear another tune now on Morning Jazz. Keep in mind, this group opens tonight for a two-night run at the Blue Note in New York City this evening and tomorrow night. Charlton Singleton, trumpet and vocals. Clay Ross, guitar and vocals. Kiana Parler, voice. Kevin Hamilton, bass. Quentin Baxter on the drums. It's Ranky Tanky. And here's another original from this group of very creative individuals. I'm going to hear Stand By Me.
Darkness, yeah. Stand by me. stand by me.
You'll be my healer, yeah, yeah.
Stand by me.
You'll be my teacher, yeah, yeah.
Stand by me.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Stand by me in this house, Father.
Stand by.
Public radio, this part of this morning's sermon would be the proper time to pass the tray and ask for an offering. That's what keeps public radio on the air. But I will offer this one thing, that this morning's performance of Ranky Tanky on Morning Jazz, just a taste of what you're going to experience tonight and tomorrow night at the Blue Note in New York City, that's a taste of why and how we thank you for your support of this public radio station. We hope it's a good time for you. It's a good time for them. The title of their new recording came out this summer, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
July 12th.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Who wants to talk about Bessie Jones? What kind of experience and what kind of influence and who was and who is Bessie Jones?
Well, Bessie Jones was a singer in the Georgia Sea Island Singers, and she was one of the most recorded artists from the Alan Lomax archive. And what you find in the archive are wonderful interviews, songs, all kinds of songs that were recorded by Bessie, where she shares about Gullah culture, her experience living on St. Helena Island. And she also has a book called Step It Down that she co-wrote with Bess Hawes Lomax. So she and these books, these resources, have been a huge influence on Ranky Tanky because it's really given us an opportunity to sort of glimpse deeper into the past, into a time before you know, we were all connected by the internet, and connect even before these islands were connected by bridges. So quite literally, a time when this culture was much more isolated than it is today. And you know, we sort of cross-reference these field recordings, maybe research that I may have done to bring songs to the band or ideas with the personal experiences of the four Gullah descendants in the group. And, you know, we usually arrive at some really cool arrangements through that process.
And it's a collaboration that involves all five of you, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
Lyrics and music.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, we all can weigh in on all aspects of it. I mean, thus far, a lot of the lyrics have been written by myself and Kiana on the new songs. But, you know, definitely, especially as far as folk music goes, a lot of the field recordings, you might hear different versions. You could hear a version, even the title track of our song was from a field recording that was taken on John's Island. And the way that they did the song sort of left out some parts that Quentin had heard growing up.
Yeah.
So when I brought the idea based on a field recording that I heard, I said, what do you think of this song? I think this could be really hip. And, you know, Quentin's like, that's cool, but you're kind of doing it wrong, you know, which is cool. And then he showed us this whole other part. So that just that process is sort of intrinsic to what we do in Rinky Tanky.
And when you're talking about, you know, who was it? Gene Chandler took 100 pounds of clay. You know, but when you talk about it, you got that original 100 pounds of clay there in front of you, you know, it's got substance. I'll give you an example. I've heard a million versions of this tune, but there ain't nothing like walking out of here at the end of a long day and taking the Swan Silvertones and putting them in my CD player and turning up as loud as it'll go, Mary, don't you weep, Martha, don't you moan. Yeah. There is nothing stronger than that. In my music world, and I've been in this jazz music world for 37 years, but it's got a depth, a real depth to it.
Yeah, we like to think of this, you know, what we're working with here is it's necessary music. It's the music of life, you know. It is the most important music. Music that people were making before music was commercialized for reasons of existence, you know. It's important.
And where people may have an experience in the past or present of getting away to those islands, if only in theory, you know, but certainly beyond the Staten Islands, you know, yeah. where they can get away and really explore, right? And play, if necessary, those 20 question sessions with themselves. That's where discoveries are made, isn't it?
It sounds nice when you put it that way.
Yeah. When you guys go on the road, do you make, you know, discoveries as you're playing this music? Because a lot of it is, you know, hybrid or original, you know, in form.
I mean, I think, you know, every night being the musicians that we are, I think I can safely say that there's something that comes up in the music that we discover just... in our own performance, you know, or improvisation of it, that we didn't do the night before. And, you know, I think every musician that takes the stage, you know, live will tell you that over time, the songs just evolve. I mean, none of these songs sound the same as they did when we first started playing them. It just evolves. And, you know, that's the same thing that goes, you know, with the beginnings of the birth of those songs, you know, from the Gullah community. You know, I always bring up how the way that we sang, you know, Mary Weep and Martha Mourn, you know, in our community was based off of the way that my grandfather sang it in church. That was his song, which is different probably than the way that it was done in Quentin's community, which is less than 15 miles away. Or you could even take it a step further than that and say that the same denomination of church, less than 5 miles away.
Wow.
You know, but it's just a matter of, you know, who is singing it, what village or neighborhood or congregation is doing it. Who is the person that started it and how it's been passed on generation to generation.
And like you say, it's all about their sense memory, and that breaks down all the silo attitudes that music has. I mean, music is wide open. I would ask you, Charlton, being a trumpet player, who are your favorite trumpet players?
Well, for me at the top is Harry Sweets Edison. He just never played a wrong note. He just never did. So smooth, such a tremendous soul, you know, in how he did his thing. And then I'd have to go with, you know, some of the other favorites like Dizzy Gillespie, definitely, Clifford Brown, Lee Morgan. And then for the contemporaries, there's definitely folks like Wynton Marsalis and Etienne Charles is one of my favorites to listen to now.
He's a bad dude, isn't he?
Yeah, oh gosh, yeah. Nicholas Payton. I mean, there's a, you know, Ambrose. There's a whole ton of people. There's a young man down in at Coastal Carolina University, Dr. Matthew White, and he just brilliant. So there's quite a list that I have.
Well, but it's all these different players. And all these different legends, in some cases, that also come to the world of Ranky Tanky. You think?
Oh, definitely. I mean, just in how we've all, I guess, quote unquote, trained and listened and practiced and performed, I think the beauty of all of that and all of our different experiences is the sort of the same makeup of these communities and these islands, in that there's somebody different, you know, and from this island to this island, or the different, you know, ways that they perform or the way that they would present, you know, that particular song. And like Clay was saying, you know, he had an idea for this song, and he brought this song based off of a recording that he had heard. You know, Quentin knew it another way, I knew it another way, and so it's just a blending of all of those in order to present what the version is that you hear from us at this particular point, at least.
It's just like a dialect, a speech dialect, right? I mean, depending upon what part of the country you grew up in, that you would reference and come to a word a different way. They come to the music a different way. But you took it out when you said, and the difference could be 5 miles.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. I mean, just in my neighborhood, the church that I grew up in is Greater Zion AME Church. Down the street, just down the highway, there is Mount Nebo AME Church. That church is maybe 5 miles away. And the way that they worship and present, music and service in their church, there are a lot of different things. There's some similarities, of course, but there are, you know, definitely some different ways of, you know, how the church, you know, reacts and how the church praises. And that's normal.
And Kiana, for what Charles is talking about, it's those kind of things that give you the freedom to open up and just sing out to the back row, but more likely the heavens, right?
Yeah, I have a lot of freedom in this band vocally, but a lot of, like he said, I grew up AME as well, and the way that he did things in his church, and my home was an hour away outside of Charleston, we sang things, you know, differently, but it was the same foundation. And so I bring all of that to the table. I like to call it more so like cell memory, DNA memory. We're pulling from the ancestors, you know, it's embedded in us. So
that's what Nietzsche said. You know, Nietzsche said, nobody's born tabula rasa. Yeah. We all got a full head of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then when we're born, we spend the rest of our lives remembering it.
Wow.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for you, it's a little bit of AME. It's a little bit of Rene Marie.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a little bit of all these different things that come together, isn't
it? Yeah. That's the fun part of this band. But, you know, also staying true spiritually to what the Gullah people went through and our ancestors, you know, when they came over here, you know, their pain, their struggle, their hope. They never gave up hope, you know, and in spite of everything that they were going through, you know. So I'm delivering all of that to you and to everyone, our listeners, you know.
And it's the irony of the attitude, too, because when you look at the Gullah, when you look at the people of New Orleans, I give you an example, the example of death. You know, death is not something to mourn. You ever seen people coming from the cemetery in New Orleans? Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah. That's a celebration going
on. It is. And we celebrate it as well. So.
And that gives a group like Ranky Tanky the freedom to take a love song and call it Beat 'em Down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ranky Tanky this morning live on Morning Jazz from WBGO tonight and tomorrow night at the Blue Note in New York City.
In these hard times, filled with shadows, when a dark cloud calls my name, when these devils swarm all around me, that's when my love beats down like rain. Beat 'em down, love. Beat 'em down, love. I'll use my heart's love to beat 'em down. Oh, beat 'em down, love. Beat 'em down, love. I'll use my heart's love to beat 'em down. When a dark night creeps up on me like a coward in the night, they try to break me, they try to shake me, but then my heart's love shows me the light. Yeah. Oh, beat 'em down, love. Beat 'em down, love. Down. Oh, beat 'em down, love. Beat 'em down, love. I'll use my heart's love to beat 'em down.
Strong. my love is. Could be a new lyric on that tune, don't you think? Beat 'em down. That's what it takes, something as strong as that. If you just tuned in, I'm Gary Walker. It's Morning Jazz. It's from your public radio station, WBGO. And tonight and tomorrow night, the sound and the feeling and the spirit of what's here in the room this morning is going to be more than apparent at the Blue Note in New York City for two sets each evening, tonight and tomorrow night. With us today, members of Ranky Tanky, Charles Singleton on trumpet and vocals, Clay Ross, founding member, on guitar and vocals, Kiana Parler, raising the roof, whew, with that voice, Kevin Hamilton, laying it all down for the people to do what they do on the bass, and a guy that if you've ever seen the human music GPS machine known as Freddie Cole, you've probably seen Quentin Baxter sitting behind the drums. He's with us this morning. He's an integral member and contributor to this group, Ranky Tanky. And I think after you hear what we've heard this morning, you can understand why these five beautiful souls choose to go out on the road and travel the country and travel the world together. Right?
Definitely.
You guys ever fight?
Luckily, it doesn't ever get to fight, but yeah. You know, we disagree on things all the time, but yeah. That's healthy, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like any normal, really, family, and that's one of the main things about us. I mean, we've been friends, like Clay said, for, you know, over 20 years. And have played together in different configurations over those years and have always been close with each other. So we don't really have any of those moments like that. We disagree on some things musically, and I think that's everybody does that. But it's all family. It's all love.
But if the result is apparent on each of these two records, the self-titled one that came out in 2017 and the one that came out this last summer, entitled Good Time. And I'm not talking about the sitcom. I'm talking about Good Times, man. Ranky Tanky. And they're going to spend some good time with you tonight and tomorrow night at the Blue Note in New York City. What's next for you guys? What would you like to do that the two recordings haven't availed themselves of so far? It's open.
I think, you know, there's so much possibility, you know, with this band, but I think most importantly we want to stay healthy, you know, stay sane, and continue to make music
together.
That's
a chore in 2019, man. You know that.
But, you know, I think we just want things to be sustainable. So that's our biggest goal is to make this sustainable for us to do for many years to come, because we do love playing music together. And that was always the intention, you know, whether we did 15 shows a year or we did 150, you know, it's like we want to wake up every morning and, you know, be excited about what we have to do that day.
Because at the inception, the deal was, yeah, this would be kind of cool. We might do 4 or 5 gigs a year. And
yeah, it was literally.
Have a good time, right?
Yeah, we definitely had to redirect the course quickly when things started to happen for
literally
us.
Literally, so. That was the conversation.
Yeah, everyone was very busy.
Yeah. You know, a few gigs, you know, over the year because everybody had their own projects and other things. That
and personal
happening.
Lives, too. I mean, you have children at home and stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
What do they say? Ranky Tanky, the hell with that. Where's dinner? When are you coming home, Mom? When am I going to see you?
I don't know. You should see my 4-year-old daughter impersonate Kiana. It's pretty priceless. So, I would never want to take that away from her. That's pretty magical.
And then I have my 13-year-old on Fortnite singing Ranky Tanky and Beat Him Down and on a video game.
I think you need to videotape that one. Yeah.
Now the families are super supportive. Everyone's really into it, and I mean, you know, there's nothing more. They say nothing more challenging than to handle than failure or success. You know, both are challenging in their own ways. But you know, there's no one on earth I'd rather be successful with than the members of Ranky Tanky. It's been a pleasure. Yeah, we've been real lucky.
And you know, I can feel this, and I'm in the room with you guys. Although it's going to be hell high water before there's a sixth member of Ranky Tank.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be on the moat here. I'm going to be on the other side of the moat and just appreciate what you guys have given us. Since 2017, I knew right away this is something that you want to experience live. And we didn't get a chance to make it happen when the original record came out. So we had to wait a couple of years. But those couple of years, they just flew right by. And tonight and tomorrow night, you can make yourselves something special for dinner, man. Go spend it at the Blue Note with Ranky Tanky. And am I right? Loosely means like get down, get funky?
Yeah. That actual song is from a kid's game. And when you just say the words to the game, old lady come from Booster, had two hens and a rooster. The rooster died, the old lady cried, now she don't eat eggs like she used to. You know, now put in your brain some little kids playing a hand game, where they... clapping like they're playing patty cake or something like that, but they're clapping on 2 and 4. Old lady come from Booster, had two hens and a rooster. So that's the game. But then later on it says, pain in my hands, Ranky Tanky. Shake it out. Shake out that pain. Pain in my legs, Ranky Tanky. Pain in my head, Ranky Tanky. Pain all over me. You get down with it. You get funky with it.
That'd be a great double dutch routine too, don't you think? Wouldn't it?
I'm sure it has been.
I think it would be.
You know, actually, in our Good Time video, we've got some people playing double dutch. They might have been singing that song. Yeah.
So it's the islands. It's the church. It's something that's apparent, but we should mention that is centuries old, and that's the griot attitude of the Gullah culture that comes to the forefront here in 2019 with this recording, A Good Time. And you can experience this if you take some time away from your oh-I'm-so-important lives and get yourself down to the Blue Note tonight and tomorrow night and really reboot.
That's right.
How you have a good time, isn't
yes.
it? You look over your shoulder, back to the culture that is still here with us today. Ranky Tanky, thank you so much for being with us, and take us to the top.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Good time, a good time, we gonna have a time. Good time, a good time, we gonna have a time. Good time, a good time, we gonna have a time. Good time, a good time, we gonna have a time. Good time, a good time, we gonna have a time. Good time, a good time, we gonna have a time. Good time, a good time, we gonna have a time. When we all get together, we gonna have a time. From Tennessee,
shake it.
My sweetheart,
shake it.
Right into me,
shake it.
Oh, Brer Rabbit,
shake it.
Shake it in the tree,
shake it.
Shake it in the mattress,
shake it.
Shake it in the money bank,
shake it.
Oh, baby. Fleas.
Shake it.
Chicken in the yard.
Shake it.
Scratching a piece.
Shake it.
Way down yonder.
Shake it.
Where I come from.
Shake it.
The girls love boys.
Shake it.
Like a hog loves corn.
Shake it.
Oh, baby.
Thank you.
hit that with a habit.
Shake it
in my garden.
Shake it
eating up cabbage.
Shake it
one of these days.
Shake it,
it won't be long.
Shake it,
you look for me here.
Shake it
and I'll be gone. Oh baby.
We gon' have a time. Shake it.
Come on, yeah.
Shake it. Shake it. Shake it,
my Lord.
Shake it,
yeah.
Shake it,
everybody.
Shake it. Shake it.